The Amazing Adventures of Flash Gordon. Grove's emulsified nose drops bring to your radios the further interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. It is the same daring and resourceful Flash Gordon whose exploits have held you spellbound in the newspapers. Now through your loudspeakers every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at this same time, travel with Flash Gordon, Dale Arden, and Dr. Zarkov to the lost continent of Atlantis on the ocean's floor. Successful in defeating the armies of Morgat in a savage battle at the Hilltop Fortress, Flash Gordon has again been hailed Emperor of Atlantis. Dale and Dr. Zarkov have been saved, but a new and desperate peril menaces Flash, Gregor, and Lieutenant Redna. The Substrata forces, with their devastating destructo cannon, have returned to Atlantis, and Raoul Dufarge, arch-enemy of Dr. Zarkov and Flash, has deceived them into believing that Gregor and Flash are prisoners and that the Hilltop Fortress is filled with enemies. The Substrata forces have opened fire with the destructo cannon. Does this mean that Flash and Gregor must perish before the guns of their own soldiers? Is Dufarge to fulfill his vow to kill Flash, Dale, and Dr. Zarkov? Well, in a moment, we shall see. For any head cold or nose cold, you want to get Mother to let you try Grove's emulsified nose drops. Then you'll get the relief you want, and you won't have to go through any suffering to get it. For Grove's emulsified nose drops do not bite or sting. Neither do they run out of your nose and down your face or throat. These nose drops stay put. And because they do, they exert a much more prolonged and soothing effect than ordinary oil drops. So aside from the matter of pleasantness, it's wise to use Grove's emulsified nose drops. If Mother is interested in better ways of doing things, she'll be interested in Grove's emulsified nose drops. They are on sale at all drugstores. Now back to Flash Gordon. As Gregor's startling announcement brings every man in the room to his feet, there sounds again the distant thunder of the destructo cannon.
We've got to get the soldiers out of here. They'll blast the fortress to bits in another few moments. Lieutenant Redna, down to the barracks quickly. Marshal the troops of horse. General Carlock, your death's head is ours. Form lines. Instruct Captain Ludwig to have his black lancers ready for instant march. As soon as this has been done, notify me. We'll desert the fort before it's blasted sky high. Now get moving. There go the cannon again. They haven't got the range yet, Gregor, but they'll have it in a minute. And they'll reduce this fortress to a sand pile.
It isn't that. There's no such thing as them missing range with the destructo cannon.
What did you say? I guess that's right. Rangefinders on the destructo are equipped with television lenses. They adjust the light beam to any object they desire to destroy and then press the lever.
Yes. They could have smashed the fortress with their first shot. There's something the matter. They're not trying to hit us.
I think I may know the answer. There might be an officer or two who's none too certain Dufarge is telling the truth. They may be trying to find out who is in the fortress. Drive us out by pretending to bombard us.
Yes, I think that's it. If it is, we can stop this nonsense in a moment. I'll communicate with the barracks by means of the television phone.
One moment.
Commander Gregor speaking. Put me in communication with the quarters of Adjutant Drobner of the Substrata forces. Yes, at once.
This will put a spoke into Farge's wheel?
Yes. Hello, Drobner. Commander Gregor. Who's in command at the guns? Sergeant Nikor. Tell him to cease firing at once. Great Poseidon Man, that's where we are. In the fortress. Check your television controls, you'll see. That's right. Now listen. This man, Dufarge, the Earthman. Yes, I know it was all his fault. Place him under arrest. I want him heavily guarded. The Emperor and myself will be at the Royal Palace in 1 hour. Have him there then. And if he resists arrest, you know what to do. That's all. But convey my orders to Sergeant Nikor at once.
Well, that ought to do it. Let's get back to the city. I'm anxious to see Dale and Dr. Zarkov.
You, Flash. So good to see you again.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, but was I frightened? When the battle was in progress up at the fort, I could see most of it from the roof of Neota's house. Flash, I was terrified. Stand back and let me look at you. Oh, Jane.
It sounds like a lot of other people are glad the trouble's over, too. Listen to them celebrating out there in the street.
Yes, they're having a real holiday. Music and dancing and feasting.
Which reminds me, I could do with a little food myself. It'll have to wait a while.
This business of being an emperor is no fun after all, is it?
Not always. I'm going to enjoy myself, though, in a moment.
Enjoy yourself? How do you mean?
They're bringing Dufarge here.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do with him?
I don't quite know.
Here's a problem, isn't it? The man's a murderer at heart. He's proved that over and over again. He'd kill any or all of us without so much as a buy or leave, and yet you...
And yet, we're civilized human beings, Dale. We can't execute him. It is a problem. That's probably the soldiers bringing Dufarge now. Do you want to leave?
No, I'll remain if you don't mind.
Not at all. Come in.
The soldiers with the prisoner, Your Majesty.
Tell the soldiers to bring him in.
At once, sir. Bring the prisoner into the royal presence.
Captain, withdraw to the far wall, but remain in the room. And if this gentleman gets difficult, you have my permission to...
I understand, sir.
Well, Dufarge, we meet again.
Monsieur et mademoiselle, I salute you.
Never mind the nonsense, Dufarge. You tried to kill us.
Mais oui. I promised to obtain the throne for myself if I can. I tried to keep the promise to myself. Voilà. Who can say I am not true to myself, eh?
Dufarge... You're laughing at all this because you think I don't dare kill you.
That you do not dare, Raybaud, my friend. It is not that you do not dare. It is that you are too soft in the art, n'est-ce pas? Me? I have the art like this stone.
And so you could kill us without thinking twice. Dufarge, there's a limit to all things. This is one time you've tempted me too far.
I tempt you too far? What do you mean? I do not understand.
There's one thing you will understand, and that is death. Dufarge, I'm emperor here. My word is law. You think I'm too soft-hearted to deal with you as you deserve? All right, we'll see.
You do not mean...
Yes, I'm going to have you executed, Captain.
But you cannot do this. It is against all humanity.
Sire?
Take the prisoner back to the dungeons. An order as to his disposition will be sent to the jailer at once.
Your Majesty, come on!
You can't do this, please.
Come on, come on.
So, you've done it. You've ordered him killed.
Not yet, Dale. I don't think I shall. But it won't do him any harm to think about it for a few days. Wonder just when the soldiers will come for him and lead him out to be killed. Oh, hang it all. If there were only some way of getting him back to the outer world...
But there isn't. And as long as he's here, he's a menace.
Yes. So what to do? I'm hanged if I see any solution. Well, I suppose there'll be other things to worry about.
Yes, very well.
His Excellency Count Alexeyev is here for the conference.
Count Alexeyev?
The Secretary of Foreign Affairs. Tell him to come in.
At once. Your Excellency may enter.
Thank you. Your Excellency.
Your Imperial Majesty. May I add my congratulations to the others you have received upon your return to the throne?
Thank you. Your Excellency, this is Dale Arden.
Ah, Miss Arden. I have seen you many times from a distance. Yes, and admired you.
Why, thank you.
Not at all, my dear. But at the moment, there are distressing matters of state. I must discuss them with His Majesty.
Oh, well, then I'll...
No, stay here, Dale. Your Excellency, Miss Arden enjoys my full confidence. What you have to say, she may hear.
But Your Majesty, a woman attending a conference of international importance...
It's my wish, Excellency.
As Your Majesty desires. I have here certain figures...
Yes?
...showing the truth of what I am about to say. Your Majesty, the progress of Atlantis has been a scientific one. Everything is based upon a constant increase in our scientific development.
That's quite true, I know. So...
Our development is threatened with an immediate curtailment... One which may mean the eventual end of scientific progress in Atlantis.
How's that?
As you know, Atlantis has developed electricity to its highest state of perfection. To do that has meant centuries upon centuries of experiment, of constant, never-ending work, and it has put a tremendous drain upon the natural resources of Atlantis.
Yes, I can easily understand that.
Our copper, for instance. The copper mines of Atlantis are nearly exhausted. In another few years, all available supplies will have been used. When that day comes... It means the end of our progress and the eventual decline and collapse of our civilization. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless a new source of copper is obtained.
Is such a source available? Can more copper fields be had?
From two sources. And that is what you must decide, Your Majesty. Manela, Emperor of the Fire Kingdom, controls vast copper mines which extend under nearly every acre of his kingdom. If we could obtain the output of those mines, the development of Atlantis would be assured.
I'm afraid that's impossible. Manela would never sell. And I don't care to engage in another war. Especially in a war of conquest for gain.
Yes, I thought you would feel that way. And I'll be frank to say that the sentiment of the people is behind you. There is one other source of copper.
And that is?
Her Majesty, the Empress Luana, ruler of the land of Titans.
Luana? The land of Titans?
I know about them, Flash. Neota was telling me. The land of Titans is a savage empire. To the north and west of Atlantis, isn't it?
Precisely.
And the Titans are giants compared to ordinary men. Most of them stand 7 or more feet tall.
Quite right. The men of Titan are enormous brutes, powerful as a dozen ordinary men, tall, muscular, savage. But the Empress Luana is not above average height. And I am told that she is a gorgeously beautiful woman, and her empire produces nearly as much copper as the Fire Kingdom.
What are our relations with the land of the Titans? Is Atlantis on friendly terms with Luana?
Well, fairly so. We've never had a war with them, or a couple of border skirmishes, but nothing serious. But Luana has one grievance against Atlantis that rankles in her heart.
What's that?
Since before anyone can remember, her empire has had to pay annual tribute to Atlantis. Not much, only a few $1,000s, as money is measured on Earth, but she always pays under protest. And she's a proud woman. She doesn't like to pay tribute to anyone.
Then suppose this annual tribute should be abolished. You think she'd be willing to sell the copper rights?
If the offer came from Your Majesty in person, I'm confident that she would come to a reasonable agreement. But Your Majesty would have to go to her in person as an ambassador from your own court, unattended, save by 1 or 2 courtiers. And that might be dangerous.
Dangerous? How?
The men of Titan are jealous of Luana. They regard every man who crosses their borders as a possible suitor for her hand. And they have vowed to slay every foreigner who sets foot on Titan soil. They have sworn Luana shall not marry unless and until she marries a man of her own kingdom.
Then why doesn't she do it?
I said she was a proud woman. She will not be dictated to even by her own subjects. But Atlantis must have that copper. If Your Majesty could see your way clear...
Flash, I'll never consent to that. I'll not allow you to risk your life again. So soon after you've just escaped death.
Wait, Dale. I'm Emperor of Atlantis. The entire future of the Empire may be in my hands. Yes, I'll go, Count Alexa.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were in conference.
I was just leaving, Commander Gregor.
I'm glad you came in. His Excellency, the Secretary of Foreign Affairs, has just suggested that I visit the Empress Luana, the land of the Titans.
Merciful Poseidon.
And arrange a treaty whereby we can purchase the copper from their mines.
And you refused, of course.
No, I didn't. I said I'd go. I'm leaving tomorrow, and I want you to go with me.
You want me to go with you? Well, I've never refused you, have I? You'll need someone to be with you when you die.
Upon what strange and desperate adventures are Flash Gordon and Gregor to embark now? Can they do what no man has ever done and lived? Set foot upon the forbidden soil of Titans? Mother knows what a battle it is to get you to take nose drops. When she sees how willingly you stand for Grove's emulsified nose drops, she will feel a service has been done her. Mothers write and tell us every day how grateful they are for Grove's emulsified nose drops. They find them not only more acceptable, but more effective. Grove's nose drops are something new, a decided improvement on the old nose drops. They are made by the makers of Grove's bromoquinine. Mother knows that that guarantees their quality. Maybe if you suggest it after this program, Mother will get a bottle in the house tonight to have them ready the next time a head cold shows. Suppose you talk to her. Come with us every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at this same time for further interplanetary adventures with Flash Gordon.
And that's Flash Gordon from 1935. The first episode ran on December the 18th, and then Son of a Gun, the next episode, ran the next night. And that was requested by Mike Smith of Delta.
As was this one. More Flash Gordon, Lights Out, Rock 101.
The Amazing Adventures of Flash Gordon. Grove's Emulsified Nose Drops bring to your radios the further interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. It is the same daring and resourceful Flash Gordon whose exploits have held you spellbound in the newspaper. Now through your loudspeaker every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at this same time, travel with Flash Gordon, Dale Arden, and Dr. Zarkov to the lost continent of Atlantis on the ocean's floor. yielding to the plea of Count Alexov, Secretary of Foreign Affairs, that Atlantis must have additional supplies of copper for its electrical machines, Flash Gordon, Emperor of Atlantis, agrees to visit the Empress Luana, ruler of the Land of Titans, a savage race whose empire contains many copper mines. Although warned that this visit may mean death at the hands of the murderously jealous Titans, Flash refuses to be shaken from his determination and persuades Grego to accompany him. Will they be successful in obtaining from the Empress Luana the treaty which means progress or collapse for the civilization of Atlantis? Can they pass safely through the many strange and terrible dangers the journey must mean? Well, in a moment, we shall see. Will you boys and girls get a pleasant surprise when you try Grove's emulsified nose drops? They're entirely different from the nose drops you have been taking. These nose drops don't make your nose burn and smart. They don't run out of your nose either and make you all messy. No siree. Grove's emulsified nose drops are nice and mild, and they stay put in your nose. They look and feel like so much fresh cream rather than nose drops. Why, you never think of them as medicine at all. Yet they do a grand job in treating any head cold or nose cold. Suppose you ask Mother to let you try Grove's emulsified nose drops. You can get them at your drugstore. Now back to Flash Gordon. Although warning Flash that the visit to the Land of Titans may mean death, Grego nevertheless goes bravely about the preparations for their departure.
Well, Grego, everything's in readiness, Flash. The court jewelers have packed a jewel casket with priceless gifts to the Empress Luana. The finest horses in the stables have been hitched to our chariots.
Chariots? We're going to ride in chariots?
Yes, for very good reasons. We could reach Luana's empire in a few hours in a rocket plane. But the civilization of the Titans is far behind that of Atlantis, and they're insanely jealous of it. To visit there in a rocket plane would mean to invite instant destruction.
I see. But by going in chariots, we make a friendly gesture to them. It may stand us in good stead. Yes, that's a good idea.
Flash, this is going to be dangerous. Desperately dangerous.
We've gone all over that before. My mind's made up, Grego. It may provide the means of saving the civilization of Atlantis.
Yes, if we are successful. If we are not, well...
Is it really so dangerous? Isn't a great deal of all this fear inspired by the fact that the men of Titan are so enormous?
No. Mere size wouldn't frighten the Atlanteans. But several times, peasants of Atlantis or a wandering soldier have strayed across the border. When they were found later, they weren't pleasant to look at. If we can get to the Empress, we'll be fairly safe. She's a proud woman, but just.
Couldn't we send word to her that we're coming? Inform her in advance that we want to sign a treaty, peaceably. Remove the necessity for her paying the annual tribute to Atlantis, which annoys us so.
If we could get the message to Luana, we'd be safe, yes. She'd do anything to avoid paying that tribute. But we can't reach her by television. They have no equipment. And a messenger wouldn't get 2 miles inside their borders without being killed.
It does look a little difficult. Have you any ideas?
No, none whatever.
Well, I have one. See what you think of this. They say the men of Titan are so dangerous because they're jealous of Luana.
Yes, that's right.
If we were accompanied by a girl, showing that we were not interested in their empress, would that help?
You're suggesting that Dale accompany us?
It's just a thought.
It might be just the solution we've been searching for. She wouldn't be in any danger. The Titans are proud of their chivalry to women. They might send her back across the border, but that's all. And it might help us.
Dale asked me for permission to accompany us. I wanted to consult with you before I granted it.
Yes, I think it's a good plan.
Fine. Then I'll tell her to get ready. We'll leave in an hour.
Is it much farther, Grego? I'm getting awfully tired of this chariot.
No. The border's not far ahead.
I can understand how you feel, Dale. These chariots aren't as comfortable as limousines by a long shot.
Well, I'll say they're not. Say, isn't that a couple of soldiers ahead there in the road?
Yes, the last outpost of the Atlantean army, the border guards. Nothing to worry about from them.
We'll stop and have a few words with them. Pull up here, Grego. You too, Dale.
All right.
Oh! You can go no further.
It's all right, soldier. I'm Commander Grego. This is your emperor.
Your majesty.
Tell me, does the Empress Luana maintain a border guard?
Yes. Their outpost is around that bend in the road, Yana. There are 6 of them. They're certain to attack you.
Doesn't matter. Stand aside.
Yes, sire. As you wish. And Poseidon ride with you.
Come, Grego. Dale, we're going on.
It isn't far to that bend of the road.
No, just a few hundred yards. Then we'll see what sort of reception we'll get from the soldiers of Luana.
There. We're rounding the bend in the road now. There are the soldiers. Oh, good heavens, what monsters. They look as tall as trees.
Border guards are reported to be among the tallest and most powerful in the kingdom.
They're getting out into the road. Let me handle this. Everybody keep quiet now.
Halt! Halt, Braylor! No further! Who are you who dare to trespass on the land of the Titans? I'll give you Atlanteans a lesson. Who? Soldiers! Quickly!
One moment, soldier.
Hold your tongue. I'll teach you.
I'm the Emperor of Atlantis, and I command you to silence.
The Emperor of Atlantis? Ha! Why, you puny little upstart.
Emperor of Atlantis, I say. This man is Commander Grego of our substrata forces. And this girl is my friend, Dale Arden.
I don't care who you are. Get down from those chariots and I'll...
Listen to me. If you harm any of us, your empire will be destroyed within 24 hours. I've left orders with my soldiers that if we're interfered with in any way, our destructo cannon are to be turned loose on the land of Titan.
The destructo cannon? By Luana, that would mean...
The instant destruction of every living thing in your empire. Now, if you dare to risk that, we'll get down. You can give us that lesson you promised.
Why do you cross the border? You know our soldiers have sworn to kill every man who sets foot on our land?
Yes, because you're jealous of your Empress Luana. If I had come here to ask her to marry me, to take her away from her subjects, would I have come accompanied by a beautiful girl?
Well...
I'll tell you why we're here. You know Luana hates to pay the annual tribute to Atlantis.
Yes, she does. And that's one reason your subjects fare so badly when they cross over the border.
I've come to your country to make her an offer. An offer of a treaty, so that she'll no longer have to pay tribute to Atlantis. I imagine Luana would be angry if she learned you'd interfered in that.
You're right. She'd be furious. But look here. How do I know you're not lying to me?
There's one way to find out. Take us to Luana at once, and let us present the gifts we brought, and place the plans for the treaty before her.
Very well. This is the first time in years that an Atlantean has come this far across the border and lived. If you're lying, if your errand does not please Luana, you'll die soon enough anyway. Soldiers, mount your horses. You leave them to Luana. This is the postern gate. Remain in your chariots until I speak to the palace guard.
Very well.
Ready, please.
Well, what did he say? May we proceed at once to our interview with Luana?
You may not.
But I insist that we...
Insist all you will. Luana has gone to the south of the kingdom to inspect some new mining developments.
Oh. When will she return?
Not for several days.
That's too bad. I suppose there's some place where we can put up, wait for her until she returns.
Oh, a place to stay. There is indeed. The prison. You'll wait there. Oh, soldiers! Kill them! Take them, what do you mean? If they resist, kill them. Oh, remember, they're Atlanteans. Come on, come on, come on inside there. Hurry.
You're going to be sorry for this, soldier, as soon as we've seen Luana.
Perhaps. I'll take the chance. Now hold your tongue and get in there. Now you can wait for Luana to return.
Well, this is a reception.
Frankly, it's a better one than I'd hoped for. I thought we were done for when those soldiers stopped us at the border.
My heaven, weren't they monstrous, though? And so savage-looking.
Well, it looks like we settled down to a nice quiet wait for the extremely hospitable Empress of the Titans.
I hope it's not a long wait. No telling when these guards may change their mind and decide to kill us.
If they do, there'll be trouble. I brought two Dissolvo pistols. Have them hidden beneath my armor.
Oh, good. That makes me feel a little safer.
Don't display them unless it's necessary to use them to save our lives. If the Titans suspected you were armed, our lives wouldn't be worth a thought.
No, I'll be careful. Just the same, if any of these Goliaths start trouble, I'm ready for them.
Be careful. The guard's returning.
Good. Luana may have returned to the city.
Well, has the Empress returned? Are you going to take us to her?
Luana? No, she has not returned. But her brother, Prince Nerod, has learned you're here.
And he wants to see us?
Good.
See you? Not all of you. Just the girl.
Oh.
Come on. You'll accompany me.
Oh, no, no, I can't do that.
Come with me, I say, or it'll be the worse for all of you.
Dale, you'd better go. Put your hands behind you. I'll give you a Dissolvo and you can hide it in your cloak. It'll protect you if you run into trouble.
All right, Flash.
Hear no whispering. Come along.
All right. I'm ready.
Poseidon, go with you.
Come in. Well, well, Come in, my dear. Come in.
Hello, Prince Nerod.
Yes, of course, my dear child. So you are the young girl who came to our empire from Atlantis.
Why, yes. You see, the Emperor, I came with him. He wants to sign a treaty with your sister so that she'll no longer have to pay tribute to Atlantis.
A treaty, eh? End the tribute. And what does he want in return, eh? The rights to our copper mines, doesn't he? Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that.
And don't you think Luana will sign? It means so much to Atlantis.
Sign? Sign away the rights to the copper? Give to Atlantis the means of advancing a civilization that already has been the cause of most of our trouble? Luana will not sign unless I tell her to.
But you will use your influence with her. You will, won't you?
I might. On certain conditions.
I don't understand what you mean.
You are a beautiful young girl. Wouldn't you like to be a princess? Wife of Prince Nerod of the Land of Titans.
Oh.
Of course you would.
Oh, but I couldn't do that. Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, of course you can. Because, you see, if you refuse, I might take a notion to order your friends executed, you see.
No, no, you can't. You can't, I say. Don't come near me. Don't come near me, do you hear?
Oh, but you can't refuse a kiss to the man who's going to be your husband.
No, no, stop. Stop, I tell you. Don't come one step closer or I'll kill you.
Here, put down that gun. Drop that DeSalvo pistol. Do as I command. I'll have you killed for this.
Get back. Get back. Don't come near me.
Why, you?
Oh, I've killed him. I've killed him.
What will be the fate of Flash Gordon, Dale Arden, and Gregor when the Titans discover that Dale has killed Prince Nerod? Can they hope for any mercy from the savage giants who have sworn to kill every Atlantean who sets foot on their land? You boys and girls are practical, aren't you? You know that you'll undoubtedly have to take nose drops several times this winter. So why shouldn't they be pleasant nose drops as long as you can get them? Grove's emulsified nose drops do not irritate you. They're nice to take. It's almost like Mother putting a little fresh cream up your nose, and you certainly wouldn't object to that, would you? Moreover, and this is what will interest Mother, Grove's emulsified nose drops quickly check head and nose colds. Results are much faster than with the old-type nose drops. But let a trial prove that to you. Ask Mother to get a bottle in the house today. Come with us every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at this same time for further interplanetary adventures with Flash Gordon.